Okay, good morning. Oh, we're up to Perek Beis Mishnah Hey of Maseches Beitza. Continuing in some opinions of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, says the Mishnah Hey, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Lo Yachim Adam Chamen L'Raglav Ela Imkin Re'uyin L'Shtia. A person is not allowed to heat water on Yontif for washing his feet, unless when he's heating this water is also fit to drink. Why? Because, in other words, the malacha of cooking, heating up the water, whatever, is only mutar on Yontif for preparing food. So, if you make this water, it seems like you could use it, if you heat up this water, it seems like you could do this, practice for your feet, but only if you could then therefore drink it as well, because technically it's only really permissible to be drinking, and, not for any other reason. Only for food consumption. Only for preparing for food. Beis Hillel Matzirin, but Beis Hillel say, what are you talking about? It's totally mutter for a person to heat up water for this reason on Yontif, because basically they say that as long as the malacha is mutter for preparing food, that it becomes mutter for all Yontif needs as well. So therefore, you could heat up this water for your feet on Yontif without it being used for food. Osa ad madura mischamim kenegda. Okay, similarly, Beis Hillel say that a person can make like a bonfire in Yontif. What's the bonfire for? Well, to warm himself. Well, the person can make this bonfire in Yontif to warm himself in front of it, because once the malacha of cooking or heating up became mutter for food, then it became mutter for all other Yontif needs as well, including making a nice bonfire to warm yourself up before it. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Devarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kederi Beis Shammai. Now we're going to have a lot of Beis Shammai over here with some Rabban Gamliel thrown in. So again, Shlosha Devarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kederi Beis Shammai. There were three things when it came to Yontif that Rabban Gamliel was Machmir in, basically following the view of Beis Shammai. So what are these things? In Tomnin Esachamin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. So the Malach of Hatmana, right? Insulating. So says the Mishnah, we can't insulate a pot of hot water on Yontif to use it like this on Shabbos. And this is even if there was an Erev Tavshilin. You can't insulate the pot on Yontif for use on Shabbos because this Erev Tavshilin will not help you when it comes to doing Hatmana, when it comes to insulating on Yontif. So again, you can't insulate the pot of hot water on Yontif for use on Shabbos. Vein zokvin es ha-menorah b'yom tov, another halacha. We can't reassemble the parts of like a candlestick on Yontif. You can't put the candlestick back together because this basically looks a lot like buildings. So even though I guess they were together and then you took them apart for whatever reason, you can't reassemble the parts of a candlestick on Yontif. Vein ofen pitin gritzin ela rekikin. And this is a weird language, but says the Mishnah, we can't bake thick loaves on Yontif, but you can bake thin loaves. What does this mean? So it seems like thick loaves and thin loaves doesn't actually mean like the size of the loaf of bread, but rather it seems like what it's talking about over here is like, it literally means thick loaves of bread, but really what it means over here is that thick loaves is used to refer to many loaves, and the reason why it's called thick is because the dough was a big thick hunk of dough when they were preparing it all. So that's why it's called thick loaves, which means many loaves, and thin loaves means few loaves. So again, you can't bake thick loaves, meaning you can't bake a lot of loaves of bread on Yontif. As meaning, assuming that this multiplicity of bread loaves that you have is way more than you need on Yontif, so you can't just go start baking. Once you're baking on Yontif, you think, oh, I'm baking for Yontif, so I can therefore bake as many as I want. So no, so says Beis Shammai that Rabban Gamliel follows this opinion. You can't bake thick loaves, meaning you can't bake many loaves on Yontif if this amount of loaves that you're making is needed is more than what you need on Yontif, and the only thing you could do is make thin loaves, meaning you can only make the few loaves that you actually need on Yontif. Okay, and says the Mishnah further, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, Mimehen shall base abalo hayu ofen pitin gritzin ela rekikin. What do you know? Rabban Gamliel says, I have a proof to all this, because in the days of my father's household, they would not bake thick loaves of bread on Yontif, meaning they wouldn't make many loaves of bread on Yontif, only thin loaves. They would only make a few loaves on Yontif just for Yontif itself to avoid this extraneous effort. Says the Mishnah back to them, though, Amru Lo, the Chachamim said back to him, Mana Selaviz Avicha, what are you giving me this story from your father's household? What are we going to do with this practice of your father's household? It doesn't prove that baking a lot of loaves of bread is asur. Why? Shayu Machmir Nasman, because they specifically in your father's household were machmir in this, that they themselves did not bake many loaves of bread on Yontif, that seemed to be beyond the needs of the Yontif. But generally they ruled, they were mekel when it came to all to the rest of the Jewish nation, and they allowed them to bake thick loaves, meaning they allowed them to make many loaves of bread on Yontif, again, even though obviously it would seemingly be for after Yontif as well, they allowed them to do that, make many loaves of bread, and even to make some sort of a coal-baked bread, baking bread using coal, they allow them to make this coal-baked bread on Yontif, which that even requires a greater effort, and they allowed that as well. So they allowed all these things. So don't tell me that from your father's household they didn't do it and therefore we can't do it. No, they didn't do it themselves, but they really allowed all of Klal Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael, to make many loaves of bread, and again, to make this coal-baked bread, which requires even a greater level of effort. So that brings the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion, but for now, we'll stop right here.